This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757, and we're joined by Mark Ballard, the Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And Mark is a graduate of LSU and Columbia University. You spent time in New York City, and right now there, of course, have been several bombs that were sent to people of note, including two former U.S. presidents, in the New York and Washington, D.C. area. And Mark Ballard, the latest targets, apparently Robert De Niro and Joe Biden. This is a bizarre time, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, they don't seem to have much information about where they think this might be coming from, but it is. I mean, it seems like the public discourse has gotten pretty stark.
One of them went to CNN. Last night I saw Chris Cuomo, the son of the former governor of New York, and son of the brother of the current governor, on the streets of New York City doing his show. And there, the first 15 minutes was John Neely Kennedy. That guy is everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, well, if you have a camera, he'll get in front of it pretty much. So I hadn't had a chance to look at the of his comments on the show yet, Senator Kennedy. So be interested to see what he has to say about it. The man who would rather drink weed killer.
Yeah. He said we need to tone it down.
Interesting for him to say that, yes.
He said it several times, and most recently he said Nancy Pelosi had a billy goat brain and a mockingbird mouth. But there was John Kennedy, and Chris Cuomo was congratulating him for telling it like it is, and John Kennedy is a man, as we know, he can coin a phrase, and he has captured the fancy of the national media. Why would he want to leave that for the governorship of Louisiana?
You know, I don't know. I don't know why he would want to do that, other than I guess the governorship of Louisiana is a fairly powerful position, he seems to be. He has spent many years trying to get into the U.S. Senate, but now he's flirting with, wanting to run for the governor. His announcement earlier this week seemed to be indicating that he was going to be running, but it also attracted a lot of attention, which I also think is something that motivates him.
Yeah, he says he'll make up his mind by December 1st, and has a poll showing him 9 points ahead of Governor John Bel Edwards. But we're talking less than 2 years that he has been in the U.S. Senate, and he is on national programs more than any other senator. He obviously courts this. They like him. He likes doing it. And if he were to continue in the Senate, you would think he would be able to do this indefinitely as far as being a national figure.
Well, when he was here, I mean, he got a lot of attention here because he does say things very plainly, and when he does make comments, they tend to be kind of inflammatory, the kind of things that make good headlines. They've just discovered that on the national level. And still, I mean, we're talking about politicians, so, I mean, there's always that they like the attention.
Some politicians do run from cameras and microphones, and John Kennedy, he like Bobby Jindal, who also courted the national media, is a frequent guest. But Bobby Jindal, even when he was governor of Louisiana, could never capture the kind of attention that Senator Kennedy is receiving. And Bobby Jindal, as we know, at the same time he would go on Fox and meet the press, he was eschewing local media.
Yes, he was. He pretty much kept us out of the loop on a lot of that. There was a difference, though, between Bobby Jindal was a lot more reasoned. Reason may not be the right word, but he was certainly not as inflammatory as Senator Kennedy is. And Senator Kennedy's quotes are better. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Coming from a journalistic point of view.
No doubt he is a quote machine, and he has been at this a long time. If he runs for governor, this will be his 11th campaign in 28 years. And he knows pretty much what the national media are looking for, and he gives it to them. 877-217-5757. We'll go to the phone lines and take some questions online as well, if you're so inclined. Talk@talklouisiana.org. And our time with Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. So John Kennedy says he'll make up his mind by December 1st. We are getting closer, and by virtue of him delaying his decision, he has all but blocked any other Republican, minus Eddie Rasponi, from getting in the race.
He has, and I imagine that a lot of folks will be making their plans based on what he says on December the 1st. I'm thinking that, you know, he's thinking that that gives them a full, you know, 10 months to kind of get organized and get going if he decides not to run. And if he does decide to run, then, you know, he's already up and rolling. So I think that we're hearing a lot of the Republicans saying what we need is just one candidate, and not have several like they did the last time. But they're also saying, well, we don't know how quite to do that, as we saw in the Secretary of State's race. I mean, that they can't seem to kind of narrow down just one candidate to go.
877-217-5757 for Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. Hayden in North Baton Rouge. Hayden, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, I was kind of curious of what y'all thought would actually be better for the GOP in Louisiana strategically. Should Jeff Landry try to go for the governorship, or is it better for Kennedy?
All right. Who's the better candidate based on your analysis, Mark Ballard, Jeff Landry or John Kennedy?
This is purely my own opinion, and having watched them, I mean, they both are fairly energetic candidates, but I would say that Senator Kennedy would be the better candidate. He seems to have a better feel for what people want to hear, and I just, you know, think that he would probably be the better candidate. But that's purely just my opinion. So.
Jared in New Iberia. Jared, you're on the air with Mark Ballard.
One question, and I'll take my answer off there. It's like the Wendy's commercial from days gone by. Where's the beef?
We're speaking of Senator Kennedy. That's a good question. He's not really ever administered any office that has more than 50 employees in it over his last 16 years. However, that being said, Governor Edwards also, I think his office, his law office, had like 3 or 4 people in it. So, and then he took over administering state government. So I'm not sure that that's a good comparison as well, but that's that certainly will be the where's the beef issue is going to be it'll be sorted out a lot during the next year.
Mm-hmm. Now, Senator Kennedy, in his statement earlier this week, said that things were going, in his view, so poorly in Louisiana that he had to give this serious consideration. I'm paraphrasing him. But one thing that he and John Bel Edwards have a difference of opinion about is the funding for the Medicaid recipients under Obamacare. Senator Kennedy has been against this, and Governor Edwards is, of course, for it and says it's produced great things for the state of Louisiana. That issue, I would think, would be one of the top 2 or 3 issues in the campaign if it's to come between these two men.
Yeah, they'll be arguing, and it seems to be a Republican talking point right now, is that this expansion of Medicaid has actually cost the state a lot of money, and if it's not costing them right now on the bottom line, it will cost them down the road for a lot of money. However, on the other hand, you think the candidate would be saying, you know, I'm going to withdraw health care for 400,000 people? I'm not sure that that's a good selling point either. I mean,
well, he has said that he is against it, and he has voted that way in the United States Senate. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on with Mark Ballard.
Hasn't the Louisiana Hospital Association said they will pay whatever the federal government doesn't pay Louisiana for the expanded Medicaid under Obamacare?
Yeah, I didn't quite follow all of that.
Well, Well, the feds are paying for most of the expansion.
For a certain period of time.
Yes. Right, but the Louisiana Hospital Association said they will pay whatever the federal government does not pay Louisiana. So why should it cost Louisiana anything?
That's the governor's point, Mark, and you've heard it, is that this is an easy choice based on the fact that the state is not paying, and of course we're paying as taxpayers for the national program, but that national program would be in place whether Louisiana participated or not.
Right, and in fact they've been able to use some of those federal payments to kind of take money that they had set aside for Medicaid and use it in different health care budgets.
Now around the country, another listener notes online, and it's an expansion of what David is talking about. Many Republicans are saying that Democrats are lying by saying the Republicans are trying to take away coverage for pre-existing conditions, but voting to undo Obamacare would do exactly that.
Well, from what I've read, and I've read this real close, but it sounds like what they're saying is we won't take it away, but they have not put in any language in any of their efforts to tamp down Obamacare that would specifically allow for pre-existing conditions.
Mark Ballard with us for a bit longer. Thank you, David. 877-217-5757 is your number, and talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address, and we'll get Mark's take on the midterm elections, now 12 days away. And Governor Edwards spent yesterday at the Sunshine Bridge and is now about to embark for Israel. Back after this pause with more Talk Louisiana on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us. On deck is Madeline Bernstein. Her book is Designer Dogs, Inside the Criminal Underworld of Crossbreeding. But we've got a few more minutes with Mark Ballard and a couple of folks who've been waiting in line to talk with him. Marie and Eunice, you're on Talk Louisiana with the Capitol Bureau Chief of the Advocate, Mr. Mark Ballard. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. My concern, and I hate to agree with President Trump on any issue, but I think he's right about one thing, that the press gets the story wrong. Why follow colorful John Kennedy when he's not doing anything good for the state? Why follow Donald Trump when he's actively harming the state and our nation? And why not give John Bel Edwards his full due of all of his bipartisan efforts to fix our health care system, to improve our education and our university system, and to work on our infrastructure?
All right. Mark Ballard, Marie, I think, makes some good points.
Well, it would take a long talk. I kind of agree that we tend to focus more on pithy quotes, and that is that comes about because of kind of the rollback in employees. We don't have nearly as many doing the work, and this is easy enough to do. I would dispute, however, that we have to, one, to be credible, we have to be able to put both sides of the issue in. And so we do that. We can't really be John Bel Edwards' megaphone, but we do as much as we can to point out those issues in the bipartisanship efforts that he makes and that are made by Republicans as well.
Patrick and Inniswald. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, I was wondering, what about Eddie Rasponi? I guess he's a businessman from Shreveport. I don't know much about him, but I like the idea of a businessman. I'm not big in the grandstand Kennedy running or even Landry, but I like a businessman, someone that can knows budgets and Medicaid expansion. It's going to end up bankrupt in this state if we don't get rid of it.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Eddie Rasponi, he's in the race. He's got some money, but usually it takes more than that, Mark.
It does. And, I mean, we'll just have to see how he does. I mean, he's a Baton Rouge contractor, and he's willing to put the money in. And he's a charming fellow, but how does that charisma translate on the campaign trail? And in running an organization to kind of put together what's necessary to be elected. And then once elected, We've seen we've seen this a lot, at least with the president, is that businessmen are used to having their orders carried out. But when you're a governor, when you're a politician, you're having to weigh different interests and trying to get something that moves along. So he could be a very good candidate. That kind of remains to be seen for right now.
And is the Advocate sending a reporter to Israel?
In fact, the Advocate is going to be the pool reporter for the trip to Israel. So, you know, basically, we'll say buy your newspapers and read Elizabeth Chris's coverage. And it will be from the minute that they arrive, which is going to be on Saturday. However, they're 8 hours ahead of us. So he'll be meeting with the governor will be meeting with the Minister of Energy, and he'll be meeting with companies that do energy work, trying to bring that business back here. He will be having a sit down with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, and he'll be meeting with cybersecurity and tech companies. So he'll be there for a whole week and has a full agenda.
Thank you, Mark Ballard. Let's talk next week. Appreciate your time.
Thank you much.
Insights.